Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet and what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips and this week's Stargazer Report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. This week, Stargazers, our morning celestial extravaganza continues with no less than five planets on display. Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will all be visible in an arc from east to west. The moon is approaching its last quarter phase this week, meaning, of course, a gradual return to dark skies for the islands.
Now, we had a big discovery last week, or revelation, that some astronomers were thinking there could be another planet in our solar system.
Yes, the astonishing announcement of the presence of a large planet in the outer reaches of the solar system has caused quite a stir. Now, whilst the planet itself has not been visually confirmed, there is substantial mathematical evidence to suggest that the Kuiper Belt is home to a massive ninth planet.
I thought that place, Christopher, the Kuiper Belt, had smaller planets. What gives people the idea there's something bigger?
Well, this latest announcement is based on rigorous computer modeling of the Kuiper Belt. These latest models would seem to indicate that something massive is having a considerable influence on some of the smaller icer bodies in the belt. Those will be the bodies that are about the size of Pluto.
And so if those models are right, how do we find this planet?
Well, astronomers have begun to calculate a possible orbit for this mysterious planet, and it will be up to the telescopes atop Mauna Kea to find it. It just so happens that the Subaru Observatory, with its brand new Hyper Suprime cam, is perfectly equipped to hunt down Planet X.
And how about some of the other facilities up there or elsewhere that will probably be involved?
Well, it's very likely that in the near future, practically all the observatories atop Mauna Kea will be involved in some way or another. This discovery is huge, and it has the potential to completely redefine the way we look at the formation of the solar system. In short, it's an opportunity that is not to be missed.
And doubtful there's any life there, yeah?
Ah, very doubtful indeed. Whatever this place is, it's going to be cold.
And is it going to get a regular name or one of those catchy letter numerical combos that you have?
Well, considering the magnitude of this discovery, I hope it gets a proper name.
Ah, well, here's hoping. I join you in that hope. It's Christopher Phillips and our Stargazer Report. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.